guys. Welcome back to the Evolved Stylist Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Rebecca Taylor.
And I'm the other host, Sarai fucking Spear.
Hello, Sarai. I know what they don't know, and what I don't know also is that you're about to hit me with the topic of this particular podcast, and I don't know what it is.
Are you scared?
Never. Okay. Very seldom anymore. Only of maggots. And unless you're going to put a maggot on the screen right now, I think I'm good to go. I'm prepared.
Well, you ruined my surprise. Thank you so much, Rebecca. No, you know what I want to talk about today? I want to talk about industry stuff. I don't want to call it tea. I don't want to call it goss. I want to call it just industry talk, because there's a lot of shit in the industry happening now, happening, you know, that when in 2020, I think we saw the first like little bit of cancel culture in our industry. So I want to talk about that shit. How do you feel about that?
I love this topic because I feel strongly about it. I am very opinionated. My opinion about it is that I don't want to be a part of it, but I have a lot of shit to say about it. You started telling me what this topic was, and I was like, don't tell me. I want to be surprised. And you said something about influencers. I have a very strong opinion about what that even means. So I'm ready to go in, and I have a lot to say already off the top because I give this some thought.
All right. So there's a lot of shit going on in our industry now. I don't really want to talk about it because I don't want to give it power. But one of the things I've kind of come to notice is influencer culture sort of dying, not having the magnetic hold that it once does. And we've seen these big name influencers sort of topple, if you will, personal scandals, things come up. And I want to know how you feel about influencer culture in the hair industry in 2024.
First of all, okay, I apologize. My dog started barking as soon as I started talking. First of all, we have to define what the hell even influencer is. Like, I've always hated that term, and I've got labeled with that title because I have a large platform that's grown over the years. I hate it. I don't like to be called an influencer. Just because you have a platform and you share what you share doesn't mean you have to be put in this role of quote unquote, air quotes, influencer. I absolutely have never identified with it. I don't think numbers make you a quality person at all whatsoever. I don't feel like having a large platform gives you like this power, this right to influencer. To me, reads very manipulative. Influence, you influence somebody. I'm like, okay, you share what you know, you share what you've got. And for me, that was started on education. I don't feel like I have the power necessarily to influence anybody. Everybody has their own free will. So I absolutely, if I'm being honest, despise the term influencer. So I'll start with that. And I know what you're talking about this influencer culture dying out. Nina Tulio was talking about it on her page. I saw that most recently yesterday. I wish it was never alive. My thing is like, who gives a damn? I really don't about it. I never have. I never wanted that to inflate my ego because I had numbers. And so, but there are people that do proudly wear that title and do consider themselves influencers. And I think that is where the connection is made with ego and influencer and why it has such a bad rap. That's what I think.
I love that you brought up the ego piece, because I think there is a lot of ego that comes with, whether it's, you know, working for a big brand or, you know, working on a campaign for a brand, being a quote unquote influencer, having a larger following. I think there is some ego that goes into that, and we're all guilty of it. We all have ego because hello, we're fucking human, right? But the problem becomes when these influencers, when these top dogs allow their ego to take over, instead of connecting with people on a real human level, they get this like fucking faux god, goddess sort of vibe and status. And, you know, I'm not impressed with celebrities. I'm not, like, I will treat a garbage man, janitor, fucking office worker, fucking McDonald's worker the same as I would treat the fucking president. I don't give a fuck who you are. You're still a human. You make pee pee and poo poo just like we all do. You probably put your pants on one leg at a time like most of us. So for me, I've never understood putting people on a pedestal because they're human, which means they're flawed, which means they're going to fuck up. And when you put somebody on a pedestal, you give them, I feel like we give them an excuse. It's like, oh, well, we'll overlook these behaviors because they have a big following, because they're so-and-so. And to me, that's where that sort of toxic shit comes in. When we start to overlook the things that we shouldn't, and we do because of their influence.
I got a question about that. Who gives people with a large platform and sphere of influence a pass? Is it the industry and our other peers? Is it brands? Is it the powers that be? Who gives these quote unquote influencers, the ones with the inflated ego, a pass? Because I have an opinion about that that's kind of maybe the contrary.
I think it's all of it, honestly. I think it's when things are brought to brands' attention and they sweep it under the rug. I think when people hear about it in social, for the first time, maybe not the 12th time, we turn a blind eye to it. I think that the industry as a whole is part of the problem, is part of the issue. I'm not saying throw everybody under the bus. I'm not saying that everything that is said is true, but I think the problem runs deep in the industry.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, because the bottom line, and we talked about this in another episode, that we're going to, full disclosure, we have some audio fuckery, and we're going to like re-edit it. It's probably going to have a gap in the middle, but I feel it's very important because it's along the lines of this topic. We were talking about what, and then I'm back to what I was saying. As soon as I realized this, the sooner my emotions were out of this scenario, the sooner I felt anger, rage, confusion, and knew then to part ways with so many areas in our industry that are toxic. The bottom line, and we all just need to know this, about the contests, about brand deals, about quote-unquote influencers, is money, y'all. Businesses, brands, what have you, unfortunately, so many of them would rather money than ethics. And that's not just our industry. That's all of them. Like, this is capitalism. This is the fucking machine that is making money, and that businesses are kind of they're in the business of making money. So as soon as I was like, wow, okay, so this really, really narrows down my alignment with people. Like, ethics and culture first for me when I work with a brand or a person or a human, like their core values first, then that is actually before I even like a product. So like, let's say I really, really, really like a product and it performs, but they're shit people, I don't want to work with them. So that's a L, you know what I mean? Because it's like, you got to find both in a brand. But like, I just want to say this. I want to be on this hill with people. The sooner you know what's what, and I know this is pulling the veil back, and you know, this is like the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain for a lot of people. You don't want to believe this. You haven't had experiences with this. It's all about the dollar. And so take your emotions out of it. Know it for what it is. And then you can make your choices on that. If you want to take the ethical high road, which I do, then you'll know your opportunities and affiliations are limited, y'all.
Well said, friend. You know, one of the things that I don't think that we, the people, realize and understand is that we actually hold the power. So we hold the power and the money to support or withhold our support from these brands. So if you find yourself not being in alignment with a certain brand, a color company, an influencer, guess what? You know where to hit them. Where it hurts the most is that fucking dollar. So by not going to these classes, by not supporting the brand, by not using their products, you are actually, in my opinion, you're voting. Like, you're voting with your money. And I just had this conversation the other day with Aja Main, and she was posting in her story about how people have the power to change things and we don't realize it, and how it changes is with our money. It's one thing to talk about it. You can talk about it until you're blue in the face, but literally put your money where your mouth is. If you don't like a certain brand, stop buying their shit. Stop going to classes by people who are sponsored by them. You know, if you want to be in alignment and you want to feel good about where you're spending your money, it's time to take a deeper look at these companies, their values, their ethics, the people they're supporting. And, you know, there are good people and bad people in the world. And that's just the way it is across every industry. There are going to be people who are affiliated with these companies who have done no wrong. There are going to be people who abuse this. That's just called being human. But we, the people, hold so much more power than we give ourselves credit for.
We do in masses, you know what I mean? And honestly, sometimes it only takes one voice, one loud voice, you know, and it's the trickle down effect. And that's it. I mean, if we just think of this as a business, first and foremost, why their motives are and what our motives can be as consumers, like it's really just all economics, supply and demand. And it with the age of social media, like I said, one voice can be really, really loud. And then that kind of assembles the masses. And then we the people, I guess where this is like, we the people do have power. And this is the thing in light of recent developments, I will say, watch the motives for people. Like there's advocacy and there's being on a hill of like really wanting to help people. Like really, that's like the core of why they're doing what they're doing. And there's also like sinister, unhealed, what else am I going to say? Kind of like a Perez Hilton vibe going on with people. Like it's up to you and your, you know, bullshit meter as an individual to figure out what's what. I am very sensitive to vibes and what I believe motives are. And there are a couple of folks in this industry right now that are mad shit talking Perez Hilton types. And I'm like, that's just toxic. You may present, or you might've started out to where you're like, we the people, I'm going to be the voice of a fucking generation of the hair industry, but you've taken a turn somewhere. You've taken a turn and you're doing it for clout and you're doing it to be shitty and toxic. And watch people's motives is what I'm saying. And if it smells like bullshit, probably is bullshit. Just saying.
I love that. If it smells like bullshit, it's fucking bullshit. You know, to your point, RT, I really think that we individuals get to choose who we listen to, who we support. And that can be overwhelming too, because you've got people talking in all sides of your ears everywhere. And, you know, they're shiny and they're the best and they're doing this. And it's like, you know, it can be really frustrating. And so I think this is when if you feel that sense of overwhelm, it's like, okay, you can disengage from all of it, get off social for a hot sec, and then really tap into like, what are your values as a human? Like truly, what do you want to support? What do you want your ripple to be? You know, for me, like I want to empower people. I never want to sway people. I want to challenge people to think. I want to challenge people to tap into their inner knowing. And I want to challenge people to see both sides and form their own opinion. Because I know I have my beliefs. I know I have my values. But that doesn't mean that, you know, you're sitting here listening and agreeing with me. We could be on totally opposite ends of the spectrum. That's fucking fine. That's great. That's what makes this world amazing. But when we are constantly caught up in, you know, the tea, the goss, the drama. It's, first of all, it's fucking exhausting. And to me, it's given small dick energy, if I'm being honest.
Hell yeah, it is. And you don't have to have a dick to have small. My friend was saying you got dry pussy energy. You got either dry pussy or small dick energy. And it is giving. It's giving that. And I tell you what, there have been times in the past where I've totally been in the midst of it. I've been the creator of it. I've gotten on the bandwagon with it. I was also in a very small, limited, unhealed place where it's like I thrived on it. And I felt like I had to use my platform. I felt all this pressure, outside pressure of like, I gotta take a stand. I gotta say this. I gotta say that. It gets exhausting. And all this recent shit that's going on, I don't miss me with all of it. I'm gonna say that I was fully aware of it. I was fully aware of it because you can't, it's kind of, when it gets so big like that, it's unavoidable. And then I felt parts of me coming back to where like I was like tuning in and forming my opinion. And I'm like, I even like recorded a couple of videos where I felt like I needed to take a stand on it and say my piece. And then I was like, no, the fuck I do not. And I'm so glad that I have the power that I have now in pausing while agitated, because back in the day it would have been impulsive, and it was impulsive reactions to shit. And then that turns into more shit and more drama and more chaos. And then you, because you picked a side or have a stand, then you like, that's it. Like, I don't miss me with all of it. I want to keep my nose clean. I know myself now better than I ever have, as far as like what my values are. I like peace. I prioritize peace. I have my opinions, and I'm going to say it here. This is my blanket statement. I stand on human rights, diversity, like just honoring someone's autonomy, like when it comes to everything, like everything. Like, I don't want to be judgmental. I try hard to not be judgmental. I have my opinions, but like, I'm always going to be, you know, on the side of like people, human rights, and all of everything, you know, just the basic fundamental human rights. So I don't have to weigh in on every fucking thing. And I feel like because of the human connections and interactions I've made with people, people know where I stand, who I am, what my values are. And I don't have to put a banner on everything, because some shit's popping off. Because let's face it, a lot of shit in the world in general all the time is popping off. And I choose not to put my energy there. I make that choice. Like, I have to.
I love that. And I love that we're talking about this, because to me, I get to use my platform however I choose, right? Same with you. And if I talked about every fucking cause that I believed in, and I also want to reiterate, like, echo what you said, I stand for diversity and human rights, and I advocate for humans. I don't care who you are. Like, so for me, if I were to constantly post that, you know, I fucking donated to cancer research, or I'm, you know, I'm taking a stand with this, it's like, that's all my fucking page would be. And here's what I've learned, especially if we put it in the context of like political advocacy. Nowhere in the history of the world has anybody ever been swayed by an Instagram post to switch fucking sides. Okay. Now, it might start your education, but there's never been a post where somebody's like, oh my God, you know what? I completely flipped my sides. I completely changed my political views. You're right. They're stupid. Your view is right. So it's not that I am anti-politics, anti-religion, anti-human rights. It's, oh my fucking God, there are 80 million terrible things going on in this very second in the world. And in my own private time, I'm handling, I'm watching it. I'm supporting causes that I believe in. I'm donating time and energy, but I don't feel the need to make that public.
I agree with you. A couple things. Sometimes a person's motive, maybe subconscious, maybe very, very conscious, is like virtue signaling, is, you know, I'm doing this good thing. Look at me, pat me on the back. So I'm not saying that's what yours would be. Mine would be, everyone's is, but sometimes it is. So there's, you know, if you don't know what virtue signaling, I can't say it, signaling is, look it up, research it. You might be guilty of it. There have been times in my life, I'm not like saying I'm better, you know, or it misses me. Like, I've done it. And so I really have to watch my motives about like the things I support and why I choose to share, my motives about why I choose to share. Now, when you were talking about like protecting yourself and choosing what you say and don't say, and how that affects like your personal in real life sphere, I was thinking about this last night and was so just stoked about the opportunity to talk about this. I am a service provider in a lot of ways for my clients, for my coaches. Like, I'm being of service to my partner, my friends, my family, the recovery community. That is how I personally influence and impact. Influence. If we're going to use influence, we'll use it there. I can influence energy and motivation and being a supportive and holding space and everything for my sphere. And then they feel impacted and better. So then they influence their sphere, and then it's just a ripple out effect. Now, I know if I try to do this on a large scale, because I did it during 2020 with politics and human rights and everything else, I was fucking depleted. It broke me. I'm not saying a little breaking. Like, I had to go to treatment. It was the cherry on top of the fucking sundae. Like, I couldn't. My empathetic nature, not an empath anymore. I'm empathetic. But because I was bombarded, I broke. And so I know that about myself now. Like, I know what my capacity is. So if I take care of myself and protect my peace and choose not to, like, create all of this, because it's gonna create feedback, you know, when you do it on a larger scale, I have to protect my peace in order to influence and impact and be there and be supportive and loving and kind and good energy for all the people in my life that I touch in real life. That's how I can make an impact. I know that now. I don't feel selfish. And I will say one last thing about this. I fucking am so appreciative of the people that are that have that ability to speak loudly and on multiple topics and regularly, and that watch the news. And I do watch the news, but like stay up on it and like research. And they're like, what's the word I'm talking about? They are the people that are like activists. These people that are activists, thank you. Like literally no bullshit. Thank you for having the capacity and the space and the ability to do that on that level. We all have different levels of it. I know mine, you're able to do yours, and God love you for doing it on that scale. That was a mouthful, but that's kind of where I stand on all this shit.
I love it. And yes, I mean, we all have different levels of what we're able to put out, what we're able to absorb from people and situations. And I have the utmost respect for activists who are so out there and involved with the cause. And much like you, Rebecca, I, in 2020, I hopped on the cancel culture train. I was active in marches and protests, and I was glued to the news 24/7, like 24/7. And it did deplete me. And I realized, as much as I care, like, these things will destroy me if I let them. And that's me. And so I know that I have to care, but I also have to protect my mental health, my peace, because if I don't, I will fucking self-destruct on a level that it's the seventh layer of hell. And it's not going to be quick. It's going to be a slow fucking descent. And so I've had to learn to choose my battles, to choose what I surround myself with, to choose who I listen to, what I watch. I've had to learn to censor, in a way, what I allow in and out of my space, because it is so sacred to me. And I've taken 40 years to get to this point that I still know what's going on in the world. I still read articles. I do not watch the fucking news all the time, every once in a blue moon, but I can't let it absorb me like it used to. And whether that is, you know, what's going on in the world, what's going on in our fucking hair industry, whatever it is, I have to sort of arm's length things now, because I know the power it has over me, and for me to self-destruct or to, you know, go into these shitty dark places and these shitty habits that I can no longer allow myself. And so I've had to take a stance in my own world of what I will allow in and what I won't. And I think I told you this. We talked this weekend, and I posted something. It was like some little 20-second snippet about the girls who were told they were too much when they were little are the ones like running the world now. And the very first comment was something about, you know, you don't use your giant platform for the atrocities of the world. And I just, it kind of hit me, because I was like, no, actually I don't. But that doesn't mean I'm ignorant. That doesn't mean that you have any idea of what I'm doing behind the fucking scenes to support causes. And so it threw me. It felt like a gut punch, because I was like, ah, fuck, here we go again. Here we fucking go. It doesn't matter how I use my page. Somebody's got a fucking problem with it. And then I was like, take a beat, Sarai, because this is not on you. this person can feel however the fuck they want about me, about the way I use my platform, about my messaging. They're allowed to feel how they feel. I cannot take that on. And it is not my responsibility to shine a light on every fucking dark shadow in this world because it's fucking exhausting. So it was definitely like a little moment where I was like, God, do I need to speak up more? Do I need to? And I'm like, actually, no, because I know what I believe. And there are conversations that I have with my friends. And I do not believe that me talking about world peace or, you know, Gaza or the newest, latest industry bullshit is really going to truly affect the situation. And that's why I don't.
That's talking about that and people's reaction on something that, I mean, you're talking about mental health. You're talking, you had, it was a post about mental health and like humanity really, but that comment was minimized, that minimized your whole message about like, you know what I mean? That's, it doesn't, one doesn't lend to or take away from the other. And that irks me that someone came for you in that way, on that space, like any space, really. It's just, but you know what? It is the nature of social media. You put it out there and anything's liable to happen. Most things do. And so above all of that, and like the anticipated reaction to shit, like I know you've gotten to this place and are getting to it and I'm getting closer to it and get to it sometimes. And then I backtrack and everything. We have to be like really sure of who we just are as people and it not let the world, the outside world and people's opinions affect that. Like I fall back into being really like, what will they think, and devastated if I get a shit comment all the time, all the time. I feel like that's just human nature. But then I'm like I said, I'm closer to being 100% sure of myself and my actions and like why I do things more so than I've ever been. And so we just always have to, I think, hang on to that when we're putting ourselves out on social media and when we're consuming it. That's another thing. The consumption of it will scatter your brain. And I know you and I have talked, like, there, even though we don't, like, you know, tune in, like, it's fucking Saturday morning post. Is that a thing? I don't know. I feel like that was something, like, an old person says. But we don't, like, tune in, like, yay. We still are exposed to it. Like the conversation's there, brands are talking about it. You, when it's big like that, it can't be missed. And I just, the day I felt like it was coming to a head for me, I was like, fuck social media. I'm going to the woods where I don't have service. And I reflected and I journaled and I pulled a card. One was great. It talked about like loving others, like you love yourself, which means, and then it just went into it talking about leaning way, way hard into like radical self-love and acceptance. So you can, your cup overflows for love for other people and think maybe where are they coming from? What are their motives? Like, yeah. And so that really helped me. And I had to zoom out. I really had to zoom out because it was becoming habitual that I was checking people's stories and shit. And I'm like, the thing I don't want to be a part of with my whole being, I was being sucked into. So I checked myself before I redirect myself. And I felt so much better after it. And I know I'm not the only one. You and I aren't the only ones that, like, you know, it's there. We see it despite our best efforts. Like, you know, we're still consuming it, but we do what we can not to because it's not what we want. Like, I just truly could go forever without being a part of any bullshit in this industry again. Like, there's enough in the world, let alone in the goddamn beauty industry. I'm like, can we just fucking do what we do without all this? That's just, I don't know. That's I guess all I got to say about that. But I'm really glad we had this conversation. It needs to live somewhere other than just like our private conversations. And that's my stance on it.
I love it. I really appreciate the fact that we can have these conversations and we get to, we have a platform where we get to talk about these things. And, you know, I am so grateful that I have somebody like you in my life that we can be honest with each other, because, you know, we kind of talked this weekend and it was like, oh, I'm feeling like some type of way and I don't want to feel this type of way. And it was like, you know, we don't have to feel that way. And we get the choice of what we consume. And I love that you went to the woods, because you were feeling it and you were like, nope, I'm overwhelmed. I feel myself like getting back into the shit, right? The muck, the mire. And so I'm actually going to be responsible for myself, my feelings, my thoughts, my emotions, and I'm going to go take care of me. And that is the most important message here, I think, honestly, is it's okay to stand for causes. Oh my God, fuck yeah. But at the same time, like, you have to protect your peace. You have to protect yourself. And there's a limit to what you can handle. And there's a limit to what you can consume. And that's up to you. That's the autonomy that you get. And if you find yourself in a space where you're starting to get anxious and you're, you know, caught up in all, put your fucking phone down. Do what Rebecca did. Go out to the fucking woods, grab some cards, pull a card, light some fucking Palo, and just get away from it. And it doesn't mean that you're escaping or you're running away. It's just you're refocusing your energy to what feels good for you and what you need at that moment. So I really, really appreciate the fact that we can have this candid conversation, Rebecca, and really get to talk about some, I don't know, some kind of fucking weird, uncomfortable things.
I appreciate it too. And I know that I hit you up on the, in the onset of all this shit. And I was like, you're a safe space. I know you're a safe space. Like, can we talk about this? Like, and then I like kind of downloaded you on what I just had saw, because I was roped into it early. And I'm, and the person that messaged me, I was like, nope, I don't do this anymore. Don't want to share this with you. But then I knew, So I hit you up and I was like, okay, here's the skinny. And as soon as I had told you, just it coming out of my mouth that I was like sharing this, I was like, ew, that feels gross. Maybe back in the day, this version of me would have been like, ooh, and who else can I tell? And who else can I tell? But as soon as I had like got you up to speed with what I had witnessed, I was like, gross. And then we talked about, what do we do with this information once we have it? Then we talked about like, how does this make us feel kind of shit? Like, what are we going to do moving forward? Like, it was very productive. There's that saying, I fuck every saying up, but it's like, small minds talk about other people, more expanded minds talk about like ideas, blah, blah, blah. I'm fucking that saying way up. But like, I think about that a lot when I want to get sucked into stuff that's going on that I know is toxic, that I know is not productive, and I know is bad for me. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want to talk about other people's shit, you know? And it might start out good, like, oh, this movement's happening. But as soon as I'm like, I sniff a little sniff of some fuckery or tea or shitty motives, I'm like, nope, mm-mm, I don't want it. And so thank you for letting me share that with you and us to talk about it, and especially for us to talk about it here publicly. And this is one of these ones that I really want to hear people's feedback. Like, I don't know if there's a spot on the podcast itself for people. We're working on something for you guys to call in and do something cool with ideas or feedback or whatever. We haven't done that yet, but like, hit us up on our personal pages. It's always in the show notes. Like, I really want this this is a conversation to be had. This is about mental health. This is about a certain amount of like advocacy for what's right in the industry. You know what I mean? But we're not talking shit on people. Is the thing. We're not trying to cancel folks. You know, we're talking about deeper core things than like, we know the difference. There's shitty and then there's not shitty. We just all know. And so I feel like this is a great conversation, and I'd love for you guys to weigh in because I want to hear more, basically.
Same. We would love to hear your feedback. Tag Rebecca, tag myself on social media. You know, the wonderful thing about this human life is that we get the autonomy to make our own decisions, to figure out what we believe in, what our values are, who we want to support and who we don't want to support. And at the end of the day, you don't have to go waving a flag around and telling everybody everything that you believe in, but you also can. So it's what feels good to you is the bottom line, and protecting your peace, your mental health, and still being able to believe in what the fuck you believe in, support whatever fucking causes you want to support. I mean, you know, that's one of the great things about where we live. And I think in this day and age is that we can do this and we can talk about this. And, you know, we might not believe the same things, but that doesn't mean I fucking hate you.
Exactly. I rose my hand because we're having to do this thing where we mute when we're not talking for about feedback noise. I'm like, oh my God, you said it. I was going to say earlier, I recognize and acknowledge the privilege I have to not weigh in on stuff and turn a blind eye and where I'm in the world and my skin color. I recognize and acknowledge the privilege I have. But like what I do in real life, again, like Sarai said, is different than how I choose to show up online these days. Like I know what I believe. People that know me close, like know what I believe. People maybe even that know me from a distance get a sense for what I believe and what I stand on and for. But I do want to acknowledge the privilege that I have. And I'm very grateful for that. And I don't know. I just, I'm over the division. I feel like division is the key number one thing in this world that fucks people and has since the beginning of time. And then now we have bigger sources at play, like that are inciting division and like weaseling it in creepy ways. And I feel like I'm going to sound like I've said this before in another podcast. I'm going to sound like the Beatles. Like it's really about love. It really is about like coming together and supporting and loving one another and accepting one another and knocking all this division shit off. So I think that's going to be my closing final thought on this. I think we need to all just accept and love each other a whole lot more.
Could not agree anymore. And to echo your sentiments, I understand the great privilege that I have in this country as a woman in a white body. I understand that. And I appreciate it. And I also know that it comes with great responsibility. So thank you so much, Rebecca, for having this convo with me, for getting real, for getting raw, and getting a little uncomfortable, talking about some, you know, possibly uncomfy shit, friend.
Anytime. So long as we don't talk about maggots, I'm down to talk about literally anything else. Like really, truly. And I'm glad we had this conversation. I think it's necessary. I appreciate that I get to have it with you. And this was a bonus episode. We had already recorded this week. We're like, no, it's gotta happen. And I vote, because it's just me and you voting, because this is our podcast. I vote, this can be 50-50 unless you agree with me. I vote that this goes sooner. We have 4 other ones scheduled, ready to go. But like in light of current events, I feel like this should be the very next one. So hopefully you guys are hearing this soon while it's fresh on your dome.
Well, what Rebecca actually just said was, Sarai, hurry up and fucking edit this episode. Bump the one that's coming out Monday and let's go for this one. So Rebecca Taylor, I hear you, and I'm actually going to get off of this and I'm going to edit this episode so that it can be the next one that we release and those others will come out when they come out. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. I hope that you found some insight and some value in today's conversation. And again, we really do want your feedback. So hit us up on social media at The Platinum Giraffe, at Rebecca Taylor Hair. Rebecca, you got anything else?
Nothing profound. I was just trying to think about what we say now at the end of podcasts. I think it's like, turn it around and cut it off. It started out, stick a pin in it and circle back. But I think you were like, push it out and pinch it off.
That's it. That's it. All right, guys, until next week, push it out and pinch it off.